Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today, I am interviewing Dr. Cindy Chapp. She graduated from Tufts Dental School in Boston, then went on to a residency in endodontics for 2.5 years at Lutheran Medical Center in New York City. Since then, she's been practicing for the last 11 years as an endodontist, a dentist that specializes in performing root canals in Puyallup, Washington. I've been looking forward to have her on the show to educate us all on what she is doing to ensure the safety and efficacy of root canals. Let's get on with the podcast. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Cindy Chapp. I wanted to have her on the podcast for some time now to provide the other side of the story from the Netflix movie, The Root Cause, that I presented way back in episode 116, Can You Get Sick from Root Canals? You see, I wanted to know more about root canals, their purpose, and how to get the best care possible when you might be in need of one. So, Dr. Cindy, welcome to The Health Fix.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about endodontists. And since endodontists specialize in root canals, and you happen to be one, I would love to know what a typical day is like for you. What kind of patients do you see? What's happening in your office?
Right. So a typical day, there's not really a typical day because every patient and every tooth is different. But basically what I do is I'm a dentist who specializes in identifying the causes, diagnosing, prevention, and treatment of diseases and injury to the soft tissue within the tooth, which is the pulp. And so basically what I do is I see a patient, and, you know, patients are anywhere from children to, you know, elderly, and we see about, we treat about 5 patients a day because root canals are a timely procedure. Basically what I do is I get the patient in and we do a lot of testing. I think that's the key thing, is that we really need to make sure that we are doing the right thing for the patient. I do quadrant testing, meaning I don't just test the tooth that's marked down on a referral. I test multiple teeth. And we figure out if a root canal is necessary or not. If it is in need of a root canal, basically every tooth is different. And so I think that's what's really cool about my job, that every patient is different, every tooth is different. And we just make sure that we, you know, clean out and disinfect the canal system. And, you know, obviously, I guess we could go more into detail with that. But basically, we just do a lot of diagnosing, a lot of treatment. We do surgical procedures as well. So that's
a busy day in the office.
What I do.
That's a busy day in the office, for sure. Even with 5 people, I can imagine.
It is. But, yeah, it is a busy day, but we see fewer patients, but like I said, to do a good procedure and to make sure that we're doing everything that we need to be doing, the appointments are longer. So I think that's probably, you know, where, being a general dentist versus being an endodontist, it's very different because general dentists are very busy. They do a lot of procedures a day, and I just do, you know, like I said, like 5 treatments a day. Sometimes more, sometimes less, but around there.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about why one might need a root canal and what would quantify someone as not needing one. Kind of what's the criteria in terms of looking at a tooth and going, do you need it or do you not?
Right. So why someone would need one is when the pulp or the soft tissue, the nerve within the root canal becomes inflamed or infected. And that could be due to lots of things like trauma, injury to the pulp or bacterial or microbial influx, either through, you know, a cavity or a crack in the tooth. Typically the symptoms that a patient does come in with are, you know, like lingering cold sensitivity, bite sensitivity, hot sensitivity. And then sometimes, you know, patients do come and they have no idea why they're even here. They said, well, my general dentist sent me because they saw something on the radiograph, but have a history of no pain. So it kind of varies between patients. You know, some patients are in excruciating pain. Some say it's the worst pain of their life. And some people, like I said, have no clue why they're even here. And so that's where the testing does come in. We do a series of testing. We do thermal testing. We do bite testing, percussion. We take a lot of measurements around the tooth. And just radiographic evidence as well. Some people are referred here and they don't need root canals. Their tooth is testing totally normal. It could be just that they just had a restoration done. And sometimes, you know, it just needs time for that nerve to calm down. So we usually, if I don't feel like a patient needs a root canal, we do send them away. And then I always call and check up on them a couple weeks later just to make sure everything's settled down.
So, Dr. Cindy, what would someone be experiencing if they had possibly a need for a root canal? What kind of symptoms might clue in to, ooh, I have this issue?
Well, yeah. So I think the biggest thing that, A, you need to realize your body and something doesn't feel right, you need to listen to that. But typically what people do experience or say they experience when they come see me is like extreme cold sensitivity or lingering cold sensitivity, where they get that kind of throbby, achy feeling after either cold or hot. Bite sensitivity, especially with the release of biting, is the main key, because the biting, that typically is an indication of a crack. And then, you know, there are some patients who, you know, they come to see me and they have no idea why they're here. And that's where it does become tricky, especially if people don't typically go to a dentist. They don't have a regular dentist. They just, you know, we get a lot of people who just call us saying, you know, I had this in the past and I'm kind of experiencing it again. So they self-refer. But where it becomes tricky are the people who, you know, do get referred here who have no idea why they're here, because the nerve has already died in the tooth. They have no symptoms, but their dentist just sees, you know, a lesion or something on the radiograph that alerts them to send the patient here.
What about those radiographs? Because that was another big thing that was being talked about.
Right. So I think the main thing is that making sure that you're getting, you know, your 6 month yearly follow ups or taking proper radiographs, meaning not only bite wings but PAs or periapical radiographs, where we could see the entire length of the root and the bone surrounding the root. Because, like I said, where we get those patients that have no clue why they're here is their dentist sees a lesion at the end of the root, and that's when the bacteria has made its way down the root canal system and is actually in that bone there, and it's actually eating away at that bone. So that's where it's very important where we do the root canal, so we could eliminate the source of bacteria feeding into that bone so that that bone could actually heal on its own.
Now, that's a very good point you make there, is that you can see the infection and that the root canal can actually be a procedure to help to clear out the infection. Because with the movie, they kept talking about how the infection was lingering, but you're talking about taking it out. So tell us.
How so if you get rid of the source of bacteria that's actually feeding into that bone there, there's no more bacteria feeding in there. So that bone, once your body clears that bacteria that's trapped in that bone naturally, or with the help of antibiotics, if you do see an endodontist, or your general dentist gives you an antibiotic, that bone could actually heal up on its own. I will say that there are some cases where that won't necessarily heal up, even with a root canal, and that's a cracked tooth. That's something that, unfortunately, we are seeing a lot more of more recently, because more people are stressed out. They're clenching, they're grinding, chewing ice, or, you know, things like that that are really, really traumatizing to the tooth. We see a lot more cracked teeth. And if the root is actually cracked, even if we do a root canal, you are always going to have that crack in the root, which is a direct source to feed that bone with bacteria. So, you know, there are some cases where, you know, I do see a lot of cracked teeth more and more lately that I just stop the procedure and talk to the patient and let them know that, you know, this would not be the right thing for you. You know, we could always do the root canal. However, you know, for me, just ethically, you know, I don't feel right doing the root canal. You know, you have to tell the patient that there's a crack in the tooth and the procedure won't be successful.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. And maybe that is some of where folks are finding that root canals don't go well because they have cracked teeth.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, the one reason why I think it is important a lot of times to see a specialist, to see an endodontist, is because we've got the special equipment to see these things. I work under a microscope on every single case. And if I didn't have that microscope, I would not see a lot of these cracks. So I think it's very important that you do see a specialist who has all the right tools to identify these things. I will say that there are some patients, you know, and I always give them the option, but I say, if it were my tooth, if it were my family member's tooth, if there is a crack or a fracture, you know, I would tell them to have it extracted because of the fact that they're, the chances for long-term success is poor. But there are still patients who know this and still want the root canal done just to try to hold on to the tooth as long as possible. And, you know, as long as you're informing the patient is fully aware of what the situation is. If that is their choice, then, you know, that is their choice to try and hold on to that tooth as long as possible.
Absolutely. I get it. And yeah, as long as you're letting them know, and whoever's listening to this podcast knows now that if you have a cracked tooth, probably not a good candidate for a root canal, because it's, you know, not putting you at a higher chance for infection. So let's talk a little bit about the precautions taken to ensure infections don't linger after treatment. What types of, of things are you guys doing?
Well, first of all, we always work with the rubber dam, which, you know, keeps the sterile field. Secondly, we work with a lot of disinfectant solutions in irrigating solutions, namely, you know, sodium hypochlorite and EDTA, which is ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, which gets rid of the smear layer or the viral film, which is within the canal system. So knowing that your dentist or endodontist is using a lot of irrigants, the proper irrigants, to ensure that everything is cleaned out properly, and also making sure that there's a nice wide taper to the canal system, really making sure that you're getting all of the bacteria off the walls. And that's where these irrigants come in, because you really need to make sure that you're irrigating properly and irrigating enough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, after you've done the irrigation and you've used the EDTA and you've used the sodium hydroxide, now, do you put any antibacterial, like a antibacterial agent into the root?
Right. So there are some cases where I try to do one visit root canals, but there are cases where, in case of infection or draining or swelling, that we do use antimicrobial paste within the canal system and have it sit there for several weeks to really ensure that we change the pH within the canal system to be an unfavorable host for bacteria. And, you know, like I said, there are just some cases that even in the absence of drainage or swelling that I still do that. Just, you know, with having, you know, been an endodontist for, you know, over 10 years, there are just certain cases that I know need that extra antimicrobial supplementation for several weeks. And I think that just goes along with having done this for so long.
Oh, that makes sense.
I kind of know the cases where it will be more successful to medicate for several weeks rather than just sealing it off.
Right. Well, I mean, better safe than sorry, as we all know.
Exactly.
Now, this leads us into a great question about the complications you can see with root canals, because we just talked about, you know, if someone has a cracked tooth, they're going to need some extra follow-up if they really want to keep trying to keep that tooth. But what other things can you see in terms of complications with root canals?
Well, I think it all goes with, you know, with the root canals, it is tricky because, you know, it's within the tooth. So there's a lot of, you know, the very ends of the roots we can't see. Inside the bone, I can't see. So I think one of the main thing is proper follow-up. We do our job, obviously, where we have the patient come back, we do the testing, take the radiographs that are necessary to ensure that there is healing. However, there's a lot of patients who do not want to do the follow-up because they're feeling fine, and I totally get it. You know, we're busy these days, and, you know, I understand that, you know, follow-up is probably the last thing on people's minds, especially if they're feeling great, and that's totally fine. You know, that's definitely up to the patients. One of the most important things, the reason why we do the follow-ups, namely the three-month follow-up, is to make sure that there's a proper restoration that is placed on the tooth after the root canal, because typically when patients leave my office, they leave with just a temporary filling material in the access to the root canal system that I make, and that's only meant to be there for several weeks, because that does start to leak and wash out. So ensuring that the patient gets the proper final restorations is key, because if they don't and that temporary filling material starts to leak or wash out, you're introducing bacteria again.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, so all of you out there didn't want to do your follow-up, there's a
reason. Also, not only are you introducing bacteria, but you're also, when teeth are endodontically treated, especially the posterior teeth, the molars and premolars as well, they are more prone to fracturing because we do hollow out the center of the tooth in order to gain access to the root canal system. And that actually weakens the tooth too, especially if your tooth is heavily restored. So what a proper restoration does not only protects the root canal, but it protects the tooth from fracturing in the future, because getting a crown on the tooth redistributes the force of biting so that, you know, you prevent cracking of the tooth.
Wow. I never thought about all that with teeth, but it makes sense. And I mean, something you mentioned before about how we're clenching, we're stressed, we're grinding our teeth. I mean, we're putting a ton of force on these teeth. And gosh, yeah.
Right.
I think a good follow-up plan is ideal if you want to get the best results possible.
Yeah. And also, I don't know, one of the things you asked about are, you know, what is something else that we could look for? Another thing that I always look for too is making sure that there's not another component that is going on with the tooth. Meaning, you know, there's sometimes where there's a perio component as well. You know, patient could have, you know, a great root canal, got their restoration right away. But if there's a perio component, meaning there's crestal bone loss and there's deep pocketing in the area, just really making sure that they might be following up with a periodontist or, you know, getting proper cleanings and maybe deep scaling from their regular dentist to ensure that in that deep pocketing that's caused, you know, by the crestal bone loss, that there's not bacteria collecting in those pockets or, in other words, periodontal disease. Because if there is that component as well, bacteria is getting trapped into that upper portion of that bone there.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I think it's important too. That's one thing. That's why we do a lot of probing around the tooth and, you know, addressing that as well. Because if not only do they need the root canal, but in some cases they need to have proper perio follow up as well.
Wow. So like coming to see you is almost like having an extra dental exam on top of a
procedure. Right.
No, that's good. That's good. This, I mean, definitely stuff that I wouldn't think about in periodontal disease. Right. Holy cow. I mean, it's pretty common.
Right. And, you know, most of the patients that, you know, there is that perio component, they're already getting, you know, the deep scalings and deep cleanings from their general dentist. So general dentists, you know, are really, really, you know, on perio mm-hmm. health of the patient. So it's great to see.
Well, yeah, that's another big.
But yeah, and I'm speaking more of the people who, you know, don't typically see their dentist that often or don't have a dentist, that, you know, those are the ones that I do refer to periodontists to make sure that everything's okay and in check. But the ones that come from their general dentist typically are already in perio maintenance, getting the scalings and all of that. So I'm speaking mainly on people who are self-referred and don't typically go see a dentist.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Dr. Cindy, let's sum up our podcast here with, like, I like to give my folks actionable items to take away from the podcast. And I think the biggest thing here would be in terms of teeth. How, like, in terms of the number three, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, and if it's too much, it's okay. But three things that you would say that everyone needs to do to take care of their teeth the best that they possibly can. What would be the top three?
Well, I mean, the obvious, the brushing after every meal, making sure that you floss, that is key. That is key for overall dental health, not just, you know, trying to prevent root canals, but your overall dental health is the flossing. And I think that's the one thing that people lack the most is flossing. And thirdly, just making sure that you go up for your checkups. And if something doesn't feel quite right, don't just think, oh, I'll get better later, because typically it doesn't. And if we could intervene sooner rather than later, and, you know, either, you know, if it's just by doing a regular restoration, because that's all you need, doing that, or, you know, getting to do the root canal before there's bone loss at the apex of the root. Because anytime that you could intervene before there's actual bone loss is better. So whenever something feels not quite right, just listening to your body, I think that's the main thing with patients and getting it checked out.
Love it. No, that's important, because I don't know how many people come into my office and I'll say, yeah, my tooth's been hurting for some time. And I'm like, why haven't you done anything about that?
Yeah.
Save your teeth.
Yeah, and all dentists are not scary. I know people are afraid to go to the dentist, especially to an endodontist, but I assure you, we are not scary.
Oh, you guys are really smart and you know your stuff. And by the way, folks, if you are in the Tacoma, Washington area, you can find Dr. Cindy Chow at Puyallup Endodontics and puyallupendodontics.com. She's right nearby. And Dr. Cindy, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you taking
thank
the time
you.
To chat with me and sharing.
No, I appreciate it.
Good. Well, I hope you enjoyed your time here on the podcast, and we will make sure to put up all the info for you in my podcast notes and peelupendodontics.com, folks. So if you're looking to find a endodontist here in the Tacoma, Washington area. Dr. Cindy is here.
Wow, Dr. Cindy is taking a lot of precautions to ensure that her root canals do not have complications. I think in light of the movie The Root Cause, that it's important to note that you have to be your own advocate for your healthcare. Ask your providers what their processes are for taking care of your dental health and preventing negative outcomes from dental procedures. At the same time, make sure that you are committed to following up with your doctors and dentists as they recommend, as if you don't follow up, you don't know what kind of complications might be brewing. Healthcare requires teamwork and a working partnership between you and your healthcare providers. If you aren't getting your questions answered and you don't feel fully supported, it's time to find another provider. In the realm of dental care, I can't stress enough how important it is to brush and floss regularly, as well as ensure your gums are healthy too, as the tissue around your root canals needs to be maintained. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I did. Keep in mind that a healthy gut microbiome influences a healthy oral microbiome. And if you're struggling with gut issues, I have a course designed to help you fix your digestion. Head over to drjkrausnd.com right now to learn more about my online courses. Now, if you're looking more for information on endodontics and perhaps seeing Dr. Cindy Chow at Puyallup Endodontics, you can find the link to her website on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. All right, you've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.